We got Simon on the phone now. Here he is. How are you, Simon?
Good, thanks, Michael.
This is a big day for you. First name or training in your own right. Although, if you pick up the Herald Sun today, it doesn't say that. What's going on there?
Obviously logistics with stable returns, and had to get permission from Racing Victoria yesterday. So obviously, all plenty of work going on in behind the scenes to get everything sorted for today.
Logistically, how has the move been?
Hard. There's still plenty to go, and we've sort of been working 23-hour days to get everything sort of up and running by today, but there's still plenty of work to do.
So how many horses will you have when it's all finalised?
Probably end up with about 85, and so, you know, nice little sort of niche number, and probably about 33 in work at one time, so just a nice number to start off with.
Is that the number that you're pretty keen on keeping at this point in time, I suppose, for staffing and, as you say, work?
Yeah, obviously, being with Eagams and Matthew, we've always sort of had big numbers, so always sort of work with those sort of numbers, so keen to sort of do that as well, to expand it.
Well, you've got two good chances today to hit the ground running in your own right with Galactus, who is resuming today. How's he going this time in?
No, look, he seems to be going well. Just ran into a few issues early on in the preparation. We've been in work a long time, but we seem to have got on top of those. He's had a nice little jump out. He always runs well fresh. So excited to sort of get into the races, and hopefully they can run along a bit where he can hit the line strong.
I was going to say, you expect him to be getting back and running over the top of them. Is that the aim?
Yeah, his fresh form's good. And he doesn't show a lot of gate speed over these sort of trips. So, even second of Bendigo over 1,000 one day. And, hopefully sort of hitting the line like he was doing on that day. But he's not wound up. He's got plenty of condition on him. But it looks a nice sort of return for him.
Absolutely. And then in race number 8, you've got Magnus Bellagio, who has drawn a wide gate. So what's the plan with Damien Thornton?
Yeah, I'll just lead up to Damien a bit. He's a horse that... likes to sort of roll forward in his races. He's kept quite well fresh and back on top of the ground. Things going to really suit him. He didn't quite handle that track the other day. Back in trip is probably going to suit him a bit better as well. So obviously going to need a bit of luck, but he's a horse that's got plenty of ability, and, you know, if things go right, he always puts his hand up when things go to plan for him.
Well, it might be reasonably firm by the time we get to the last with the weather predicted today. So is he a firm track horse?
Yeah, he appreciates that firmer track, doesn't mind that at all. So it's more going to be probably the way the pattern of the day is sort of racing with a sort of hard-to-make ground. And as we saw, you know, the course of the other day with wind and the track sort of being firm, it's hard to sort of make ground. So, you know, we'll have a fair idea about that time, and hopefully we're not falling asleep by 7 o'clock.
Of your two today, who would you be backing?
I thought Galactus looked really well placed. Looks a nice race for him. And a couple of important scratchings probably brings him well into the race.
All right, Galactus in race number 7. Have you got anything else this week that you'll be rolling out?
Yeah, I've got Bomber's Kiss Tomorrow. It looks really well placed at Wangaratta over 13. So his trials have been really sharp, and looks a really nice race. He's drawn well, and I thought, you know, he 58, he could be pretty competitive.
All right. And do we see Dirty Deeds at the Valley as well?
Yeah, we do, yeah. Just sort of, obviously, he went over 2,000 before he went for a spell, and he does run well fresh, but generally over a little bit more ground. So just hopefully he's running on heating a line strong. That's probably what we want to see Friday night.
Would have been a difficult time and situation trying to split up the horses for Matt and yourself. Who's the best ones that you've ended up with?
Obviously got, the old Wars, Odeon and Prezzato, those sort of horses to poke around with, and Divine Diosa, and she's the mare's got really good form around her, and obviously the horse of Mick Price has won the tour, I reckon, the Golden Eagle. She happened to beat it maybe on the false pretenses at Caulfield that day, but that's sort of her good level. So, look, there's the nice horses up and coming, and, look, it's not an easy time for both of us to be splitting the horses up, but you know, we've done it pretty amicably, and respected each other's where we're at in life. So you know, we try to make it as fair as possible.
Well, Matty, best of Simon, best of luck today. Hopefully you can get a winner on your first day in your own name.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks for the support.